if you don't mind me saying, you, Arlene, the First Minister of Scotland, and Tracy, if you're all wearing that particular outfit, and I don't mean this to be in any way, offbeat or rude. It's a bit. Gosh, I'm now regretting that I started this sentence.
Are you trying to say common, Frank?
No, I'm trying to say bus conductor.
Yes, staff uniform. Well, actually, it's funny you should say that because back last year when they had the Scottish referendum, I presented a programme with Tracy. And so I was live in Belfast and Tracy was live in Edinburgh for UTV. And it was quite funny because we weren't able to see each other before the programme started, just because of the technical issues around the studio. And suddenly at the start of the programme, Tracy came up in the giant screen behind me. And when I spun round to have a look at her, there she was wearing said jacket and I was wearing mine. So I had to make a remark to the audience that this is not, in fact, the new UTV staff uniform. It's just a coincidence. So because it really was quite strange that we both should turn up on the same night in the same jacket. No coordination at all behind the scenes.
Yeah, talk us through the item of clothing, this particular slightly short-sleeved jacket, which has trim on the pockets and trim on the lapels. It seems to be a dark jacket with a light trim around the edging on it. I'm doing my best to be a fashion correspondent here.
Yes,
you have it. Tracy has it.
Very well.
No, I'm not. Nicola Sturgeon has it, and so too does Arlene.
Well, it's
who makes the darn thing? Is it either Dunn's or somewhere? Where do you get it?
It is not out of Dunn's or Dunnes, as we like to say. No, it's from Hobbs, which, as the Telegraph pointed out last night, and I didn't know until David Young said it in the story, that apparently that's the Duchess of Cambridge's favourite designer.
Oh, for Lord's sake.
Yes, yes. So it's worn in the palace. It's worn at Stormont. It's worn in Edinburgh. And it was worn by me and Tracy on UTV.
I'm not surprised that any one of the four of you chose the outfit, because even though it is a bit, as I mentioned, bus conductor-like, it's a nice, sharp tunic, and it's the sort of thing you'd feel comfortable in, I'm sure.
It is. It's, well, I would buy a fair bit from that particular brand because it's cut for women who are, shall we say, maybe not insubstantial in their, not that I am saying that that Nicola Sturgeon, Arlene Foster or Tracy would need probably the same designs as I would, maybe to cover up the sins, but
you're all healthy girls.
Healthy girls. Like myself and Arlene, I'm sure would enjoy a tray bake or two, you know. I'm sure she gets plenty at a DUP meeting. But no, they're a good workwear brand. And indeed, if you go round to the courts any day, Frank, you'll see a lot of the solicitors, female solicitors and barristers. And of course, you have to dress in black when you're in the law. And a lot of them would wear. I've seen a couple of my suits being worn by ladies down at the court because they're just a good brand for everyday workwear, and they're very good quality. They last well. You get it dry cleaned. It comes up like a ribbon, so it's a good option. Tracy's is slightly different. The one that Nicola Sturgeon, Arlene Foster, and myself has is all from the same season at Hobbs, and Tracy's I think is from a different season because hers doesn't have the white stripes on the pockets.
Maybe Tracy's is 2016.
That's it. Yeah, she's a bit more up to date with hers, but no, actually, I ran into Arlene Foster there a few months ago before she became First Minister. She was speaking at a sort of business breakfast event that I was hosting for the people at Science Park, and I was there before her. And the next thing, the doors opened, and she swept with her security guards, and she was dressed in a beautiful red suit, and she came straight up and sort of seized me by the lapels of the offending Hobbs jacket and said, "Thank goodness I didn't wear that," because she had left it out to wear that very morning and then had changed her mind at the last minute and decided to go for the brighter colour and go for the red. Otherwise, the two of us would have been standing like two peas in a pod at this business breakfast, with every man in the room, of course, all wearing dark suits.
Yeah, Nicola Sturgeon makes a good point. It's easier for blokes. We can all wear the same thing. If girls turn up in the same gear or are in the public eye in the same gear, it's as if, you know, you should never have what the other person has.
Well, I mean, if you look yesterday at there was that photograph put out of the executive with, you know, the Arlene Foster then obviously now sitting as First Minister. And they do a sort of an annual photo of the executive. The photographer Kelvin Boyce took it yesterday. And there they all were sitting around the table. And a colleague pointed out that I think there were six red ties amongst the men, so nobody had done too much thinking about their wardrobe. It's what I call the Alistair MacDonald Basil McRae factor. They always have the red tie no matter what, and the dark suit. So they do look a bit, you know, like they're all wearing a uniform. But there was that story recently about the presenter in Australia who wore the same suit every day, a male presenter on the news, wore the same suit every day for a year to kind of prove a point that nobody notices what men wear.
Absolutely. It's never stopped Paul Clark, so it hasn't. Here, I better go.
Yvette, all right, thank you.
Thanks, girl. Thank you.
Bye.
Yvette down at the Belfast Telegraph, thank you very much indeed.